I really believe that God has been speaking to us as a church, and I know not everybody can get to Tuesday prayer meetings morning and evening, but you know, the emails that come out and the feedback from the prayer days and things that we have, you know, this God is really speaking to us as a body of people. And you know, I believe that there's been a common thread that's been coming through for a while now about really moving into the things that God has for us as a body of people. He's been reminding us of some stuff he's spoken over us in the past. And, you know, I believe he's been challenging us again about the importance of getting into his presence, about the importance of hearing him, about depending upon him, relying on him in everything. And I believe that, you know, in one sense, it's like that's laid before us. And as Daryl was speaking a couple of weeks ago about, you know, moving into the promised land, there are things that can stop us moving into what God has for us. And when Daryl spoke a couple of weeks ago, the first few minutes, I was thinking, oh no, he's going to speak my message. You know, it's great, actually, when God is speaking to us on a similar vein, because we know God is wanting to get the message across. And I, you know, today I want to be really honest with you and say, God is speaking to me, and whenever I preach, I'm always preaching to myself, okay? So I am included in everything that I am saying today. But I believe that there's stuff that God wants to set us free from, stuff that God wants us to move into. And I just, you know, on our journey with God, there are times when we feel stuck. There are times when we feel like we're running on the spot. There's a lot of effort and we're not really making any progress. And we just feel like perhaps we're not entering into all that God has for us. And sometimes we can look around us and say, well, it's because of this and it's because of that. We look at the obstacles in our way. We look at our circumstances, perhaps. And that can be very true. The things that happen around us, the things that happen in our lives can be hindrances. They can be things that can perhaps get in the way and make life really hard. But, you know, I believe that actually we also need to look at what's going on in us. And I don't know if we've got the PowerPoint, Harry. No, we haven't. Okay, that's fine. It's not a big deal. Oh, we have. Is it that? Yes. What is hindering you? So I want us to have a look at Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2. So hopefully that will come up. Maybe? Okay, well, I'll read it. If you've got your Bibles, we might do old-fashioned style and look them up. It's really not a problem, guys, so don't worry too much. So Hebrews 12, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. The image here is of a runner who's going to run a race, but is weighed down and hindered. You would not try and run a race while carrying your heavy shopping bags, would you? No. Or with your shoelaces tied together. And very often, I believe this is something God's been challenging me about and wants to talk to us about today. We can struggle in our walk with Jesus because actually we are weighed down and we're tangled up. And if we don't deal with those weights, with those hindrances, we will not make progress in the way that God wants us to. We will not move into everything that God has for us and the fullness of his word to us if we don't deal with those things. But I believe that if we do take on board these things, if we do allow God to work in our lives, to change us and transform us, then we will make more progress and we will see breakthrough. We've been singing about the power in the name of Jesus. His power can break those chains, can set us free. Daryl read this quote when he spoke, "You cannot conquer what you will not confront." So my challenge today to you and to me is, are we prepared to be confronted? Are we prepared for God to speak to us and to respond to whatever God shows us today? And I really want to be open to God to speak into our hearts today. So I'm going to talk some stuff, but actually it's the Holy Spirit who will be the one that makes the difference in your life. And so whatever I say, I want the Holy Spirit to be the one that speaks into your hearts about the things that perhaps you need to be dealing with and I need to be dealing with. When we look at this passage, it talks about the race marked out for us. You know, I hadn't really noticed that before. But do you think about the fact that God has marked a race out for you? You know, when you see a race on a track, there's a very clear line, isn't there, that people have to follow. And if people get into each other's lanes, they get into difficulty. God has a race marked out for us. He's got a path set before us. He knows the route. He's placed it before us, but we have a choice. Are we going to follow it? The New Living Translation of this verse says, "Let's strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up." Sorry. So this morning I want to look at two things: the things that weigh us down and the things that trip us up. So Martin's going to help me because I really felt I needed to do a visual illustration of this. I like visual things. They help me to learn, to understand. And so Martin, bless him, is going to come and give me a hand. So we've got, I have here, I'll let you pick that up. Okay, I'll show you what's in the bag. Okay, you can put the rucksack on and then I'll load it up. So I brought some of Martin's weights with me to church today. There you go. You can stick that on for me. I don't want to do Martin an injury, but okay, we have some weights. This is 2.5 pounds, 1.1 kilograms. It's not too bad. Okay. The weights that weigh us down. Now, do you think Martin's going to be able to run nice and fast with these weights in his bag? Okay. He's a strong man, but I don't want to do him an injury. Okay. Are you all right there? Is that better?
Yeah.
You might need prayer later. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's it. Okay, just... okay. So... if I asked Martin to run around the building now, which I won't do, would you like to demonstrate, Daryl?
No, he can demonstrate. I'll time it.
Perhaps we should have done a before and after. Yeah. See how fast he could do it. Okay. Now, the other thing, so there's the weights that hinder us. Now, the bit about the sin that so easily entangles. Actually, that the word that's used there is not used anywhere else in Scripture, so it's a bit difficult for the in terms of the full understanding of it. But they reckon that it's to do with, you know, in Bible times, men wore long frocks, didn't they? And when they ran, they literally girded up their loins. They tucked it all into their belt so they could run fast. So the image is of Martin wearing a nice long skirt. He's so good, isn't he? I think he should get a medal for this, really. Putting up with me, the things that I do to get him to be my help. Right, so what we're going to do is we're going to wrap this nice and tight around his legs. Put your legs together. That's it. Okay. How does that feel? Is that nice and tight and restrictive?
Yeah.
Okay, would you like to waddle about a bit? Okay. So just take a little walk up the... up the middle, yeah, so people can see. Now, anybody think that Martin's going to make a lot of progress in this? Not particularly. Okay, So for the purposes of the tape, oh, he's come undone now. Martin's wearing a bit of long cloth wrapped around him and a rucksack with heavy weights in it. And there will be pictures which you'll have accompanying to have a look at. Thank you, darling. He's coming back. But the image is that we are restricted by this stuff, okay? Now, when obstacles come along, when life throws something difficult at us, let me sort you out. Come untucked. And just tuck that in there. There we go. Is that okay? You hold that. Right. Now, can you climb on the stage, Martin? Now, right. Now, the point is, if you have obstacles that come up in your life, these things are going to make life much more difficult. Does that make sense? So if you are weighed down, now we could have set up a nice little obstacle course for him, but if you're weighed down, if you're tangled up, life becomes a lot harder. And the problem is we're not always aware of those things. So we can go through life and we're not necessarily aware that we are tangled up and weighed down. Thank you. I'm going to untangle you for a minute, and we'll just so that you can be safe going down, and we'll come back to that in a minute. Okay. Thanks, Sandra. Let me take that off. Well, just to make it easier for you. Thank you, Martin. So the things that weigh us down and the things that trip us up are the things that are going to make our day-to-day walk with God much harder. They're going to make our progress much slower. They're going to cause us to get stuck and not be able to move into all that God has for us. There are a number of things that I think you could describe as weights, if you like, or could be those things that weigh us down. Lots of things, actually. Anything that gets in the way and hinders us. But worry. Worry weighs us down, doesn't it? Worry is a normal part of life, but worry can be something that consumes us. I know, because I was there. That's what I had to deal with for many years till God changed me. Worry robs us of so much, doesn't it? And I know there are people here today and you worry too much. There are people here today and you worry about your kids too much. We worry, and when we worry, it's a burden, and it's a burden we're not supposed to carry, because the Bible tells us, don't worry, pray. Fear. Daryl spoke about fear this morning, and you know that opportunity for people to come and be set free from fear. Fear is a burden that we can carry that will slow us down. What about dread? Dreading the future, fear of what might happen. That sense of uncertainty of, but what if? It robs us of our joy. But what about the past? Guilt. If you've come to Jesus and you've given him your life, you've asked for forgiveness, he has washed you clean. You do not need to feel guilty. Because you aren't guilty. So guilt is not something we need to live with. It's not something that we need to carry. What about past failures? We can carry them as burdens too. They can stop us moving into something that God has for us because, oh, but I messed up last time. Or maybe you've even had someone say, well, you never make it, you'll never do it, you're just a failure. What about disappointment? I mentioned about disappointment when I was talking about following Jesus and saying that, you know, some people, their journey has been a disappointment, hasn't turned out the way that perhaps they thought it would. Their life hasn't turned out the way they thought it would. We can be disappointed in a lot of levels, can't we? Martin and I, we bought a fan yesterday, an oscillating fan, only it doesn't oscillate. That was a bit of a disappointment. We're going to have to take it back. But that's kind of low-level stuff, isn't it? You know, we could be disappointed with a football result or whatever. It's not major, is it? Let's be honest. But then, disappointment can be a serious issue for some people, and it can weigh you down. Hurts, things in the past that have hurt us, people that have hurt us, situations that have hurt us, we can carry those hurts around. And you know what? Sometimes we can be quite comfortable carrying those hurts around because they make us kind of feel like, well, you know, that's the reason why I am the way I am. And, you know, if I hold on to that, I don't have to deal with it. And I know that. I've been there. And what about how we see ourselves? Do we see ourselves as unlovable? I did for many years. Useless, not good enough. These are all things, they're all distortions actually of the truth of who God says we are. But they can become burdens, they can be things that weigh us down. I read this recently. Are you living from your history or from your destiny? The past doesn't have to hold us back. The past is the past, but your destiny in Jesus is where we're heading, and that should determine our walk now. We don't need to live from our past. What about the things that trip us up? What is sin? Well, sin is anything, isn't it, that is less than perfection. If we look at the measure of God as our measure of perfection. We've all messed up, haven't we? We've all failed. We've all missed the mark. But you know what? It's not just what we do, is it? It's our hearts. That's the scary thing. When Jesus came, he took the Ten Commandments and he said, it's not just about not murdering someone. It's actually if you hate somebody, you've actually murdered them in your heart. It's not about committing adultery as an act, just that. It's about even thinking those kind of thoughts. It's what's in our heart, actually, those thoughts that come that are just as important as the things that we do. And I think we can all put our hands up and admit that our thought life isn't always very good, is it? So we've all sinned. We've all fallen short of God's standard. The good news is that when we came to Jesus, he forgave us. Hallelujah. But he wants us to stay free from sin. Jesus came to set us free so that sin is no longer our master. That's what Romans 6 says. I think that's up there somewhere. Romans 6, verse 11 to 14. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. Sin is no longer your master. Say that with me. Sin is no longer your master. For you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. We are not slaves to sin anymore. That means we can choose not to sin. Before Jesus set us free, we couldn't make that choice. Not for very long. But now we can. Now we can. And yes, it's a process. Yes, day by day, we know we're not going to reach that state of perfection until we see Jesus face to face. But we are on a journey of perfection, of becoming more like Jesus. But, you know, we don't really talk very much about sin, do we, as a people? We want to be nice to each other. We want to be encouraging and supportive. But if Martin was kind of struggling to get onto the stage here. And I said to Daryl, could you come and get him on the stage? And Daryl kind of bodily helped Martin up onto the stage. Martin would have overcome that obstacle, but he still wouldn't be free. And the next time an obstacle comes, he'll have the same problem again. And if I go to someone, and be like Daryl and Claire, and say, look, I've got this issue, and I'm struggling with this, and they can see that the reason why I'm struggling is because actually I'm stuck in sin, I've got a bad attitude, or there's something, or a bad habit, or something that's actually causing me issues, and they don't say, look, Wendy, we'll pray for you, but we need to help you to be free from this. They wouldn't be doing their job. Because actually, what God wants is our freedom. And that doesn't mean that we don't help people through the process, of course. But God wants us to be free. Milton Jones says, persistent niggling sin is a bit like leaving the car glove compartment light on. Slowly, it saps all the energy so that eventually you can't get going at all. It's true, isn't it? Persistent niggling sin. It saps you of your energy until you can't get going at all. Ultimately, it will slow us down and will draw to a stop. So I have a question. When was the last time you asked God to show you areas of sin in your life that needed dealing with? Now, I could list sin, but I don't think I need to. I think we know what's not pleasing to God, really. And we can pray, you know, I want to experience more of the presence of God, but God is holy. We don't have to be perfect for God to fill us. Hallelujah. But God desires holiness. And you know what? This morning again, I just felt like that whole sense of God is our Father, the love of God, so powerful in this first service today. But you know, he loves us so much. He wants us to be free. He loves us so much. He wants us to be able to be right with him, not hindered, not tangled up. He loves us so much. You know, you probably heard that phrase before. God loves us so much. He accepts us just the way we are. But he loves us so much. He doesn't want us to stay the way we are. He wants us to be changed, to be transformed. Milton Jones says, the Holy Spirit is a real person you can invite in. But watch out. In time, he will go over to the fridge, pull it out from the wall and say, what's all this mess under here? But at least he helps clear up. The Holy Spirit in our lives is holy and he wants to show us our messes and help us to get it cleared up, to put us right. You know what? I know there are people here and you're praying for God to change your circumstances. There's nothing wrong with that. But I have some news for you. God is more interested in changing you than he is in changing your circumstances. And if you don't change, then even if your circumstances are change, the next time you have a problem, it'll all be the same again. You'll just get stuck. The miracle we really need is to be transformed by the power of God. And the good news is we can be transformed by the power of God. Because God has come to set us free. And he wants us to step into the freedom that he has bought for us. Some of us are still living as slaves. And Jesus has set you free. You don't need to live as a slave any longer. You can be free. I don't want to talk anymore. I'm going to ask Amanda to come back. If we want to make progress, if we want to get quicker in our walk with God, if we want to be able to deal with some of these situations that we face without them flooring us every time, then the honest truth is we need to deal with what's hindering us, with what's weighing us down and what's tripping us up. And I can't do that for you and you can't do that for me. It's about us doing business with God. And you know, I know that sometimes God shows us stuff and we need to just go away and really get that sorted between us and God. But I also know that actually taking a step of faith and saying, God, I want to be right with you, is really powerful. And so I want to give us all the opportunity, anybody who wants to be able to respond today, to say, God, you know what? I don't want to be tangled up, and I don't want to be weighed down. And whatever it is tangling me up or weighing me down, I want to be free of. And I give you permission, Holy Spirit, to work in my life and to set me free. Now, that might be a process. It might require some ministry. That's okay. That's what we're here for. But I believe today can be a point of saying, I want this to be the starting point of some transformation that needs to happen in my life. It might be that God has already been taking you on that journey, and actually this is just a kind of a confirmation of other things that God's already been doing and saying. Great. But I do believe that God has so much for us. He has so much for you. And he loves you so much. And he wants you to enter into all that he has for you and all that he has for me. But it's our choice. And if you're here today and you know what, you've never actually come to Jesus and you've never given your life to him, then today can be the day. And if you want to respond to Jesus today and say, you know what, I recognize that my life, I've been tripping over all kinds of things. There's been lots of things weighing me down. Jesus wants to set you free. And you can receive that freedom today. And if that's you, then I'd really love you to come, to be really brave and come to the front shortly so that we can pray for you.